In the early hours of June 20, 1837, a young woman was awakened at Kensington Palace by the arrival of two distinguished visitors. William Howley, the Archbishop of Canterbury, and Lord Conyngham, the Lord Chamberlain, had come with news that would change her life and reshape the British monarchy. King William IV had died shortly after 2 o'clock in the morning. His 18-year-old niece, Alexandrina Victoria, was now queen. The moment was quiet and almost domestic in scale. There were no cheering crowds inside the palace, no military parade, and no dramatic public proclamation at the foot of her bed. Instead, there was an exhausted young princess, summoned from sleep and asked to receive men who bowed before her as their sovereign. The scene became one of the defining images of modern British history because it captured something essential about Victoria's accession. A private young woman was suddenly required to embody an ancient public institution. Victoria's arrival on the throne marked the beginning of a reign that would last for more than 63 years. At the time, however, no one could know that her name would eventually define an age. The Britain she inherited was already changing rapidly. Steam power, factory production, expanding cities, new forms of wealth, and sharper social tensions were transforming daily life. Parliament had recently been altered by the Reform Act of 1832, but the political system remained limited and deeply unequal. The established aristocracy still held enormous power, even as manufacturers, merchants, and urban professionals demanded a larger role. The British Empire was expanding across the globe, while Ireland remained a source of profound conflict. The monarchy itself had survived a difficult period in which royal behavior had often generated ridicule rather than reverence. Victoria did not step onto a stable stage. She entered a nation in transition. The young queen's childhood had not prepared her in any simple or comfortable way for power. She had been born on May 24, 1819, at Kensington Palace, the daughter of Prince Edward, Duke of Kent, and Princess Victoria of Saxe-Coburg-Saalfeld. Her father was the fourth son of King George III. At the time of her birth, the infant princess was not the obvious future ruler of Britain. The succession appeared uncertain because the sons of George III had produced few legitimate heirs. The death in childbirth of Princess Charlotte, the only legitimate child of the future George IV, had created a dynastic crisis. Several royal dukes hurried to marry and father lawful children. Victoria emerged from this scramble as the most likely heir, although the path was shaped by deaths, disappointments, and the absence of surviving legitimate rivals. Her father died in January 1820, when Victoria was less than a year old. Only days later, her grandfather George III also died. The child grew up without a father and under the intense supervision of her mother, the Duchess of Kent. Their household at Kensington Palace was dominated by the Duchess and by Sir John Conroy, an ambitious advisor who sought influence over both mother and daughter. Victoria's upbringing became associated with what was later called the Kensington System. The system was designed to keep the princess sheltered, dependent, and closely watched. She was rarely allowed to be alone. She shared a bedroom with her mother, followed a rigid daily schedule, and had limited freedom to form relationships beyond a carefully controlled circle. Her education included languages, religion, history, music, drawing, and the conventional accomplishments expected of a royal girl, but her childhood lacked spontaneity. She later remembered it as unhappy and lonely. The restrictions imposed on Victoria were not merely the product of parental caution. They were connected to political ambition. Conroy hoped that if King William IV died before Victoria reached the age of 18, the Duchess of Kent would become regent and he would exercise great power behind the scenes. William disliked both the Duchess and Conroy, and he openly wished to live long enough to prevent a regency.